Hey there, I'm Victoria, a certified Christian life coach, author, motivational speaker, and university educator, and I am obsessed with helping you navigate through life's ups and downs so that you can live day by day in God's peace despite the many external demands on your time and energy. The Choose to Think Inspirational podcast is about the delicate dance between God transforming you from the inside out and your personal responsibility for change, maturity, and refinement as a Christ follower. On the show, I'll help you connect the dots between your faith and your life in practical, meaningful ways while giving God room to do what only He can do, and so that you can shine your light for Christ and be better equipped to serve your family and help others around you. You can change every area of your life, one thought at a time. Welcome back to the Choose to Think Inspirational podcast, Brain Changer. Let's dive in. There's one verse in Psalm 68 that we're going to camp out on today, one that will encourage your heart. It's this one, verse 19. It says, "Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens." And I can rephrase it, "Praise be to the Lord, to God your Savior, who daily bears your burdens." Well, why are we going to camp out there? Because I know you're busy. And I know sometimes you feel weighed down by life's demands, both the good ones and the challenging ones. You may have young children underfoot and one at the breast. You may be trying to work a full-time job while maintaining your family at home as well. You may be caring for your parents who live in another state. Perhaps you're trying to get out of debt, so you're working an extra job, that night shift. Maybe you're bowed down by stress and anxiety. You may find yourself cowering under worry and fear. You might even feel adrift without purpose, having no idea what God has in store for you in your future. You may be consumed by addiction, or you might be making choices that don't bring health and wellness to your mind and body. Maybe you're just flat out bored in life, checking out by vegging on movies and TV series, or escaping with food as your kind of central prop in your support in life, using food in that way. Perhaps you're weighed down with illness and disease. You wonder how you're going to cope with this new diagnosis. Maybe you're burdened by a whole lot of meaningful, good, positive activities and commitments. You're helping others, staying in shape, serving at your church, running kids hither and yon. Well, I could keep going. I think you sense the weight, the heaviness of these suppositions. You may be crying out, "Victoria, you nailed it. That's me. I am burdened beyond measure these days, and some days I can barely cope. The demands of life can be positively stifling at times, but there is a remedy. There is a cure, so to speak, for all the freight you are bearing in life, and this is where Jesus comes in. Today, I'm going to offer you one tool that will help you channel all your emotional and physical energy into a new and healthy direction. But you'll need to stay tuned to the very end to discover this practical tool to help you apply your faith to your daily life. For me, this tool marked a powerful game changer in my Christian walk, and it still to this day helps me to live my very best thought life. Now, please allow me to tell you a bit about this amazing psalm, which has actually baffled scholars for centuries. One commentator says this of Psalm 68, quote, "It must be confessed that in this psalm there are as many precipices and as many labyrinths as there are verses or even words. It has not inappropriately been designated the cross of critics, the reproach of interpreters," end quote. And that was Simone de Mui. M-U-I-S. He and so many other commentators have highlighted the varying and sharp degrees in this psalm, kind of like our life, right? It's the movement and the motion of its words, the heights and depths to which the poet leads his readers. It's actually about the Ark of the Covenant, which was also called the Ark of God or the Ark of the Testimony. Now, do you remember how the Ark of the Covenant, which contains Aaron's rod that budded, the stones of the Ten Commandments, and the jar of manna? Do you remember how that was built and transported during the Exodus from Egypt? The ark was placed inside the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle during the wilderness journey, and only the priests could view it during the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur. It was used at the forefront of the army during battle and demanded extreme reverence. King David is the one who had it brought to Jerusalem, and his son King Solomon had it placed in the temple once the temple was built. Well, I love how Spurgeon simplified and summarized Psalm 68 by giving us these divisions, and I'm quoting here. With the words of this psalm, the ark is uplifted and the procession begins to move. The godly in the assembly are exhorted to commence their joyous songs, and arguments are adduced to help their joy. Then the glorious march of Jehovah in the wilderness is sung, and his victories in war are celebrated. The joyous shouts are louder as Zion comes in sight, and the ark is borne up the hill. On the summit of the mount of priests sing a hymn concerning the Lord's goodness and justice, the safety of his friends and ruin of his foes. Meanwhile, the procession is described as it winds up the hill. The poet anticipates a time of wider conquest and concludes with a noble burst of song unto Jehovah. End quote. I'd like to read the psalm to you so you can get a feel for the many twists and turns it contains. One curious side note is that God is called by many of his names in this psalm, and I love this about it. And I wonder, who do you need God to be for you in your life today? What characteristic speaks the most to you as you bear so many burdens or have a gazillion things on your get-to-do list? Or maybe you're feeling a tad overwhelmed and like you don't know where to start, which pot on the stove to tend to, much less how to tend to it. Let these names of God begin to light a spark in your very soul, to kindle your mind and heart, to begin to shine the light on the thought that God is God and he is still on the throne, whether you walk through fire or water. In Psalm 68, God is called Elohim, which means the supreme God. It's the same word that's used in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God, or Elohim, created the heaven and the earth. He's also called Adonai, the Lord. And this particular word is only used in reference to God. Shaddai, the almighty, powerful, strong God, El Shaddai. Jehovah, which means the existing one, and it's the proper name of the one true God. And then there's a little abbreviated name, a shortened name of that, of Jehovah, which is Yah or Jah. And again, that's the proper name of the one true God. And then there's the word Al. Sometimes I see this as El, like E-L or A-L, and it means God, the one true God. So you get the picture. Who do you need God to be for you as he's going to bear your burdens? Do you need him to be that supreme God, Elohim? Or how about Adonai, your Lord, the one who guides you, your shepherd? How about El Shaddai, the almighty, powerful God? Maybe you just need to remember that his name is Jehovah and he's above all other gods. Okay, let's just get on in to this magnificent psalm. Let's read it. Let's listen to it. And I'm going to meet you on the other side with that practical application that you will want to try today to help you manage your burdens. Psalm 68, the NIV version. May God arise, may his enemies be scattered, may his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God, sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. The Lord announces the word, and the women who proclaim it are a mighty throng. Kings and armies flee in haste. The women at home divide the plunder. Even while you sleep among the sheep pens, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow fallen on Mount Salmon. Mount Bashan, majestic mountain, Mount Bashan, rugged mountain. Why gaze in envy, you rugged mountain, at the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell forever? The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. When you ascended on high, you took many captives. You received gifts from people, even from the rebellious, that you, Lord God, might dwell there. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that your feet may wade in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession, God, has come into view, the procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers, after them the musicians. With them are the young women playing the timbrels. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There the great throng of Judah's princes. And there the princes of Zebulun and of Naphtali. Summon your power, God, to show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Rebuke the beast among the reeds, the herd of bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled may the beast bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. Now let's talk about verse 19. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. This is just one translation that I'm reading to you. But if you're feeling burdened, what can you do? Practically speaking, how do we make that make sense? It says that God bears our burdens, but how do we essentially give them to him? How do we release them? How does he take them? How do we walk without them? I promised you a tip to help you lay your burdens down and surrender to your God. So here's what you do. You take out a piece of paper and you draw two long lines down the paper, creating three columns. On the left column, write "can't control" across the top. For the middle column, write "my situation." And on the right column, write "can control." So across the top, you have "can't control," the situation you're thinking about, and then "can control." Then you're going to write down all the things that are weighing you down in that middle column. Those would be your situations or the conditions that you find yourself. And I gave you so many examples at the beginning of the episode. So go ahead and fill up that middle column of your page. You may think of 3, 4, 5 things that are going on right now in your life that are really on your mind. They're heavy on your heart. So let's isolate those. Let's get those down on a piece of paper. I want to give you a few entries from my own personal list when I recently did this exercise. And by the way, I do it often, especially when things feel out of control in my life or a bit chaotic. And here's what I wrote. I wrote down concerns about my parents, their health and well-being. I know that many of my friends in my generation and even the generation above mine, they have concerns like that about their parents. This is normal. As your parents get older, as you're getting older, we have particular and unique concerns. And then, so, okay, that's been on my mind, but Now on the left side of the column, I'm going to write what I can't control about that. These are the things that I cannot control. I can't control their bodies, their choices about their health, their illness, any such illnesses or ailments that they may have, the pain that they may experience daily, the struggles that they have as they age and mature, the foods they eat, the doctors they visit, etc. Those things are all completely out of my control. But on the right side of my list, I write the things that I can control. I can offer to help them each week, just to visit them even. I can take them to appointments. I can call them daily to chat over the phone to see if there's anything they need or just to say hi and check in. I might even write notes of encouragement. I can go with them to some of their appointments to be a second set of ears on diagnoses, etc. I could even cook meals for them, provide some healthy options for them. And by the way, my parents eat very healthy, so I'm not saying that they don't. I just want you to know that these are extra things that I could do or that you could do even in this type of a scenario. So that's an example that I've outlined for you. The trick here is to stop yourself from fixating or engaging in enlarging thoughts about say your parents' health and wellness that you can't control. All right. When you fixate on what you can't control, your mental, emotional, and even your physical energy is absolutely zapped. Instead, you can surrender the health needs and conditions. And this may be, maybe you have someone in your family who's chronically ill or terminally ill or, you know, a sick child. There could be so many different scenarios and it's all about the health needs and conditions of someone you love. It could be your child, not even just your parents, but your children even. So I'm trying to broaden the perspective here to attract your attention and to see how this could even fit for you. And what you can begin to do is surrender the health needs and the conditions of your parents, your children, your loved ones to God, allowing Him to shoulder something that you were never built to carry. You're not meant to carry it. You're not built. You're not equipped to carry these types of burdens. You're not built to carry the freight in your life that you're trying so hard to carry. Your shoulders just aren't broad enough. So the idea here is that you on your own isolate the scenario and then write down what you cannot control about that situation and what you can control about that situation. And then after you surrender this load to God, you're praying to Him, you're offering it to Him, then you train your thoughts to think about what you can control. And that is precisely where you spend your time and energy. That energy and time spent there will give you life and a breather, so to speak. You can relax a bit and you can rest knowing that God will do the heavy lifting for you. Your job is to cast your cares, those things that you cannot control, cast them and all your anxieties on God. Come into the shadow of His wing, the shelter of His wings. Okay, here's another example. The scenario is, I've been consuming too much sugar too late at night, and this has really been distressing me. In other words, I've been comfort eating, basically. What I cannot control is the urge or the temptation to eat junky stuff, you know, like late at night. It's something that thought to do that just kind of pops into my head. But if I really were to analyze it, I might be thinking, you know, maybe I'm trying to avoid something. Maybe I'm trying to escape. Maybe I'm looking for comfort. But you know how a thought just kind of seems automatic. It's like, oh, this kind of thought. I could use something chocolatey about right now. You ever had a thought like that? Or gee, I'd really like a Coke right now. Something along those lines. What I can control is whether I put anything chocolatey in my house at all. I can, or, you know, any junky stuff. I can control my choices, like trying a hot cup of decaf green tea instead, or even drinking a few ounces of water. I can control whether I have healthy replacements for junk food in my house, like fresh fruit or carrots or hummus, or even dried fruits like raisins and dates are much better than empty calories of, say, a chocolate bar. I can control my activity at the hour. Sometimes I just need to go on to bed because I'm really kind of just tired. And by the way, talking about food temptations, did you know that I have a class called the Fired Up Mind online course that launches February 2nd? It is for a small group of Christian ladies who want to get in a teeny group for accountability as they face off with their food hangups, especially if you're an emotional eater or if you go to food for comfort or for as an avoidance or to help you cope in life with some of these cargo, this this weight that you have been bearing. You can read more about this course as well as hear from one student who took the course before it literally changed her life. She experienced transformation as a result of spending 12 weeks with me doing the videos, the homework, and weekly coaching sessions, all of which you can get to. Visit choosetothink.co and click online course. It's the FUM, Fired Up Mind FUM course, for more info and to sign up. But hurry, because we're keeping the class very small. Okay, back to the psalm. I think you get the picture here. Making a can't control list is a way you can single-handedly change your emotions and thoughts about the varying stressful and trying situations you face in life. Now, praising God for bearing your burdens, talking to Him and asking Him for guidance and help is another way you can take up His yoke each day. And His yoke is easy and light and tailor-fit for your shoulders. Matter of fact, there's something so curious about this particular verse. Some translators render it in an almost completely opposite way. They translate it like this: blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Now that is the New King James Version. And here's another version that says, blessed be the Lord, day by day does He load us with good, the God who is our salvation. So curious to me. I love this because it reminds me that unwittingly, I load myself down with the weights and cares of this world, many of which I have absolutely no control over. But it doesn't have to be this way. If God puts anything on my back, it is a mountain of good under which I can relish and operate with joy and freedom. Being a 21st century Christian comes with more, quote, benefits than I might name. In 1860, a scholar by the name of Ridley Herschel wrote this as he expounded on this particular verse, quote, the doxology of God's people is, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with His benefits. Our blessed Master attends day by day to all our wants and causes His love to flow to us because He is God, our salvation. What comfort ought this to afford under every condition? For the Lord Jesus goes before us through the desert. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. The widow, the fatherless, the desolate, all are the objects of His care and love. He has gone before us to prepare our heavenly rest. The work is finished. He now comes day by day to load us with blessings, and at the last will carry us safely through death into life and glory. To the Lord, our Savior, belong the issues from death. Then death, where is thy sting? Do you see what he's saying here? He suggests that God Almighty, the one true God, your supreme God, the powerful, strong God, knows you. He sees you. He hears you when you cry. He will come to you in great love and carefully remove the burdens you were never meant to bear, and He will replace them with blessings of love and great care. Do you want that? Do you want His presence to be almost tangible in your life, much like the Ark of the Covenant was to the Hebrew children? Do you daily need His mercy, His provision, and His covenantal love? Well, it's all there for you. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, who endured the cruel cross because of the joy set before Him. You too have joy set before you. And with God at the helm, bearing your cross, even your shame and sin, you can endure these issues of life that plague you. Surrender them all to God and trust Him with the outcomes. Then get on with your business of shining your light for Christ and reaching out to help others in their time of need. We are all in this together. And if you would like to chat with me in kind of a gal pal fashion, you know, coffee, you get your coffee, I'll get mine, in person over Zoom about what you can and can't control, we can create that list together. I'll help you. And we'll roll over a few ideas during a free 60-minute call on Zoom. There are no strings attached to that. Just email choosetothink@gmail.com. And that's with the number 2. For more details and to get the scheduling link to set your time up with me. And until next time, you keep living your best thought life. I love you. Thank you so much for your support. And God bless you. And that's a wrap, Brain Changer. And listen, if you like what you hear, would you leave us a 1-2 sentence review at Apple Podcasts, share the link with a friend, or tag me on your share on social media? It would mean the world to me and would help us to keep shining the light of Christ and sharing the good news to others who are in need of encouragement. Please visit us on our website at choosetothink.co. That's with the number 2, choosetothink.co, to get on our monthly newsletter list. And if you need a guest speaker for your next women's retreat or church event, I'm your gal. Email email me at choosetothink@gmail.com. And that's with the number 2, choosetothink@gmail.com. Finally, I offer limited free mentoring sessions each month where you and I can chat to help you develop a strategy for your thoughts in any area of your life. I'm a certified life coach and I have something to share. Visit choosetothink.co and click on mentoring for more details. Also, keep in mind that the messages on this show are for informational and educational purposes only. Please consult your medical doctor for all medical issues. Thank you again for tuning in. God bless you.